Today I'll give a presentation about my recent work about the effect of copper and calcium influenced sleep absorption and transport in the circulating porous media. The reason why I want to do this kind of research is because there's plenty of papers reported that almost all the soil matrices have a high absorption ability for sleep. So it should be with a low mobility of sleep in the environmental matrix. However, there's also a lot of paper reported that can detect SIP in different water body. That means the mobility of SIP should not be that low. So there must be something going on there. But for my research, I only focus on the cations influence for SIP absorption and transport in saturated porous media. First, a quick background of the antibiotic in the environment. They have widely used for human beings and animals and also have a high volume of manufacturing and consumption. They also been frequently detected in the natural water body and may have a potential risk for the ecosystem. This is the basic structure of SIP. They have two functional groups. One is carboxylic group that may lost a proton to show a negative charge, and one is the amine group that may gain a proton to show a positive charge. So there are basically three different species. One is positive charge, the other one is with ion, and last one is the negative charge species. For my experiment condition, I use DI water, which will have 80% of SIP will show a positive charge, and 20% will show a with ion. Also, I introduced different kind of cations in my experiment system. They have different complexation ability with SIP. Basically, iron and alumina will show a metal oxidized form in the native sand surface, and calcium and copper I will introduce to my solution phase. For my experiment, I have two parts. One is batch experiment, and the other one is transport experiment. Transport experiment and the batch experiment, the main difference is that for transport experiment, we will separate the reaction for reversible part and irreversible part. And we have a parameter like R will indicate the reversible part of interaction, and K as a irreversible kind of interaction. But for batch experiment, we will combine these two factors together to generate a KD value. My experiment setup, I will use two different cations for my solution part. These two different cations both have complexation ability for SIP, but copper have a much higher complexation ability than calcium. For my matrix, I use first, in the very beginning, I use native Florida sand that have high aluminum and iron oxidized coated in the sand surface. Several papers reported that aluminum oxidized and iron oxidized have a very high ability to absorb SIP. So how high the absorption ability is, we want to examine that. So I use strong acid and heat to remove the majority of these metal oxidized and generate a clean sand to have a comparison. This is a basic absorption isotherm for SIP for both native sand and clean sand. We can have look at the 300 ppb final concentration in the solution. For the native sand, it could absorb almost 6,000 ppb in the native sand surface. As a comparison, the clean sand can only absorb like 2,000 ppb. So the native sand do have much higher absorption ability than clean sand. And that means the metal oxides do play an important part for the SIP absorption. My next step, I want to examine how the coexist cations will influence the SIP absorption on the native or clean sand surface. My experiment design is that I fix SIP concentration and increase the cation concentration to see how the increased cation concentration will influence the SIP absorption. First of all, let us examine the calcium effect. Actually, when I increase the calcium concentration, it will promote SIP absorption for the native sand. My explanation is that when calcium coexists in the solution phase, calcium may complex with SIP to form a complexation. I assume that in the sand surface, it may have two different kinds of sites. One is a SIP fallible site, the other one is SIP non-fallible site. after calcium attached with SIP, it will make perform like a cadence bridging to convert the non-favorable part to SIP favorable part to promote the SIP sorption. However, for copper, we can observe a decreasing part. Why it were decreasing? My explanation is that copper will have a positive charge in the solution phase, and copper SIP complexation also have a positive charge. They will eventually compete with each other, and the copper as a good competitor, when the concentration increases, it will eventually decrease the SIP sorption. This competition, we can have a clearly view here. With clean sand, when we remove the majority of metal oxides and remove the majority of the sorption site, they will compete each other very clearly. But this compete, the decreasing of SIP sorption have two different phases. One is fast decreasing phase, the other one is slow decreasing phase. My explanation for this phenomenon is that we can introduce a triple layer sorption theory. For the outer sphere sorption, it may involve a low, relatively weak affinity. So it will be relatively easy for those cations to knock out those SIPs. So it will have a fast decreasing part. After those outer sphere sorption are knocked out, they were involved in the inner sphere relatively strong sorption between SIP and sand surface. So it were relatively difficult for those cations to knock out those SIP. So it will generate a slowly decreasing part. For my transport experiment, first of all, we have to have a tracer breakthrough curve to see how the hydrology effect of the solid matrix. I use bromide as a tracer. There's two important information. One is the breakthrough time. The other one is the recovery rate. The breakthrough time of bromide is almost like one pore volume, and the recovery is 100%. That means there's no reversible and irreversible part for those tracers. First of the my experiment is about the SIP transport without any cations. We can see that we have a breakthrough curve almost 30 per volume and recovery only 70%. That means SIP still have a relatively high interaction with clean sand. And both the breakthrough curve time will indicate the reversible part of interaction, and the recovery will indicate the irreversible part. We can see that both the irreversible part and the reversible part have a strong, relatively strong interaction. However, when I introduce those two cations in the transport part, although the calcium and the copper show a huge difference in the batch experiment to influence the absorption, but when we examine the breakthrough curve, we can see that they have almost the same ability to promote the interaction time. We have both breakthrough curve about 2 per volume. But however, copper can effectively promote the SIP desorption and have almost 100% of recovery. But calcium only promote about 5%, have a 75% of recovery. That means calcium and copper may have the same effect to promote the reversible part of sand SIP reaction, but copper is more effective to promote the irreversible part to make the recovery rate much higher. In the environment case, calcium may have also promote the SIP, may reduce the SIP transport time, but were with a lower volume. For the native sand, although my experiment showed that SIP alone transport for the native sand will have a breakthrough curve longer than 300 per volume, and SIP co-transport with calcium will have a breakthrough time about 150 per volume because it's too long, so I didn't show my data here. But still, we can see that with copper co-transport with SIP, it advance time about only 10% of SIP alone transport in the native send, and almost have 100% of recovery. That means copper can still promote SIP transport both in the reversible part and the irreversible part, even in the native send. So my conclusion is that in native send, both calcium and copper could promote sorption within a certain ratio. But in clean send, copper and calcium both decrease the SIP sorption. And in K3 solution, SIP have a much higher mobility in the clean send than in the native send. And copper and calcium have different influence on SIP transport. Copper could reduce both irreversible and the reversible part, but calcium may mainly influence on the irreversible part. Thank you. Question. One-dimensional advection dispersion equation. Retardation factor, yeah. Yeah, we both have those retardation factors.
So we almost,
a little bit higher than calcium, yes.
What minerals were removed by your cleanup of the native sand to produce clean sand, and how did that change the cation exchange capacity of the material?
Oh, we tested that both of the cation exchange is lower than 1 centimole per kilogram.
And both?
Yeah, both.
And what minerals do you think were removed?
We tested that the majority is iron and aluminum. The iron concentration in native sand is about 150 ppm, and aluminum is about 800 ppm. We didn't look at that yet. Thank you.
More question? So the KD values that you showed, what was your method for determining KDs? Was it disappearance or was it?
I divided the solution, concentration in the sand, and divided that for the concentration in solution. In the solid phase, and divided in the solution phase.
So did you measure the concentration stored to the soil, or was that by gravity?
No, I just stretched.
Can I ask
you
a question?
Yeah.
I might have misunderstood. So you said that with calcium, you're increasing the sorption by your batch study.
Yes.
But by copper, you're decreasing.
Oh, it will increase at the first place, and
decrease.
Then decrease. Yeah.
So your explanation was a computation.
Yes.
But you also said that the calcium also has a computation.
Yeah, I think if we increase the calcium concentration, it will eventually have a competitive there.
But not yet.
Yeah,
right?
Not
at
yet.
This concentration.
Yes,
okay.
Because copper is a much better competitor.
I see. Any more questions? Well, if not, let's thank the speaker.
Thank you.